أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable ulama respected حفاظ elders and brothers السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته we begin with the praises of Allah رب العالمين that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer cherisher nourisher and protector May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, and our guide, Nabiyyu Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Respected elders and friends, leaving a powerful legacy is a dream, an inspiration, or aspiration for many of us. Leaving a legacy is a dream and aspiration for many of us. But dreaming is no longer enough because we're constantly losing time. We do, however, have the capacity to immortalize our efforts through the right daily efforts and channels. The institutions that you build, the incremental knowledge that you share and your children are three things that can outlast your career and your life. The hadith says that when a man dies, his deeds come to an end except for three: a continuous charity, knowledge by which people derive benefit from, and a pious son who prays for him. And the impact of these words I did not realize until more recently as I found how death suddenly overtakes people. And how we chase in life not realizing what tomorrow holds. And I kept thinking to myself, am I chasing achievements? Am I chasing recognition and fame? Was I chasing acceptance and acknowledgement of success from society? It then occurred to me that none of these will be remembered or will be of benefit to me when I pass away. And as I had these conversations in my mind about legacy with those around me, this hadith came up on me on more than one occasion with others and internally in my own mind and in my own conscience. And I found it the most succinct way to think about legacy. So I thought, let me share my reflections on this issue with you today, so that it might benefit me and it might benefit you, inshallah. What's the purpose of our daily pursuits? We all strive as humans for some form of success. Most of us believe, or most of us believe that success has to do with climbing the career ladder, or becoming the blue chip CEO one day, owning a business, paying off your house, becoming a millionaire for many of us, and for most of us, just living a comfortable life. We work hard. We work hard. And we spend more than half of our working lives, at least minimum 8 to 10 hours a day, building these ephemeral goals. Yet when we achieve these goals, we find ourselves devoid of purpose and disappointed with the life that is spent in the pursuit of superfluous goals. None of it will be taken with us when we pass on or when we retire. No one will wholeheartedly thank you of being a CEO owning a great business. Most likely you will be forgotten in just a few months after leaving your office, and you will be replaced by the next most ambitious executive. If indeed we are remembered, it will not really be for our achievements, but more so for our acts of humanity and kindness that touch the hearts of people around us. How many people in your life do you remember that had great empires? You perhaps passed them and you mentioned them by the way. But how many you make dua and you thank them? And you say, you know, it was because of that person I am where I am today. It was because of his advice and his help I am where I am today. So seemingly uncomfortable questions that we need to ask ourselves: to what end do most of us spend our lives? What was the worth of all of it? And I have asked myself these questions repeatedly, and it made me remember this hadith that I had mentioned. We intuitively remember the reference of children. Many of us have children who will go on to have children. Children will remember you, they will pray for you, they will do good projects in your name, and go on to have more children for whom you will have a lasting memory in your ancestral lineage. However, some of us may not have children. Some of us may have children who might forget us. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Some of us will have children who will carry on with their lives. But we still have the capability, and we still have the ability of leaving behind a legacy. And allow me to break down today what is the legacy that you and I can leave behind. Number one, sharing beneficial knowledge. Contributing knowledge that continues to be implemented after the individual's passing might seem like a tall order, but actually it isn't. It could be any knowledge that you shared with the right intention. It could be a principle that someone lived by and you thought it and others followed it. It could be an understanding than implementing the beneficial teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, thus reviving the tradition and encouraging others to do the same. It could be day-to-day mannerisms that you taught somebody around you and you follow on and they passed it to others. All kinds of beneficial knowledge, big or small, with the correct intention, will count towards passing on knowledge. Somebody you taught them a dua of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody you made salam, and because of that he brought in salam in his life. Somebody you smiled to and you made his day, and he said, "The smile made my day," and he went on and he passed the smile to somebody else. Perhaps it could be a book that you authored. It could be fresh insights in a field of interest that is relevant to your specialization. And if you want your work to have a greater impact, you can consider contributing to academic research in your field. Some scholars dedicate their lives to pave the way for people to find answers to their challenges. The books of hadith, the books of fiqh, those people spend lives in simplifying things for me and for you today that benefits us today. So think about this. How many of us really contribute knowledge of value and perpetual relevance to others? So this brings me to the point of creating ongoing benefit. And this leaves us with the idea in the words of the original Arabic hadith are sadaqa ijariya. And what is sadaqa ijariya? Necessarily would essentially mean a ceaseless or an ongoing charity. There may be so many activities in our community. There are institutions or platforms that provide a social function in our society that you could contribute to. They could be in the form of technology. It could be in the form of medicine. It could be in a form of giving your skill to a non-profit organization or a school. And the list goes on and on and on. If I am a specialized doctor, if Allah has blessed me with a certain skill, could I think of establishing an institution? Could I think of establishing a small clinic that provides services beyond my retirement? Could I think of giving 1 hour a week of my time to those who can't afford medical aid? Could I think of giving 1 hour a month of my time to those who are underprivileged? And wallah, you might not get money from that patient, but the dua that will come out from the heart of that person will be far more valuable than the world and its contents. If I am a lawyer, could I think of establishing a practice that where people could come see me for half an hour in a month, I could provide them my service without taking money? Or if I am a consultant, friends, the list is endless. The list is endless. And with this scope in your mind, to build institutions of personally focused contributions. You see, the problem is, my respected elders and friends, generational wealth is a fool's game. And many of us get caught into passing generational wealth only and not passing on substance. Your family has been here for over 500 years and yet you have nothing to show for it. No inherited apartment, no family estate, nothing. Now, how is it that if your existence and your lineage could not crack the code of generational wealth, the idea of building wealth to pass down is seductive? But it's a trap. Sure, you can take out a mortgage, you can slave away for your kids, and you can dream of a lasting legacy. But statistically, by the third generation, it's all gone. Statistically, by the third generation, it's all gone. The wealth you worked for so hard becomes a distant memory, squandered by your heirs who didn't earn it and who couldn't sustain it. This is why, and listen to this, my respected elders and friends, such an amazing statement that Umar ibn Abdul Aziz made. And it made my hair stand when I read the statement. He was asked, why didn't you leave wealth for your children? What a question. Think about it. When asked why he doesn't leave wealth for his children, I'm not saying don't leave wealth. He said, if my children are smart, they don't need my wealth. If my children are smart, they don't need my wealth. They will figure out what is more important in their life. But if they're not smart, then no amount of wealth will save them. If they're not smart, then I can leave millions behind for them, but that will not save them. In other words, the point that I'm making is stop obsessing over creating a financial cushion only for you and for your family. Start focusing on what actually counts. Start focusing on what actually counts. Raising a society that is built on giving. You don't have to only give money. You can give your wealth. You can give your knowledge. You can give your expertise. Most people focus on accumulating things they can touch. They focus on accumulating things they can touch. Houses, cars, bank accounts. But the real lasting inheritance is knowledge, piety, adaptability, and strong values. These are the assets that don't vanish in generations. In fact, I can tell you they will compound and they will increase, inshallah. So instead of pouring our energy into leaving a physical inheritance, invest in teaching our children, our next generation, on how to think critically, how to adapt to change, how to give to society of their time and their resource, how to build relationships with the Deen of Allah and His Messenger. These will be more valuable than anything you can buy or you can pass down. Generational wealth isn't about what you leave behind. It is about who you shape while you're still here. Generational wealth is not about the wealth that you leave behind, but it is about the legacy of who you leave behind while you're still here. Allow me to quote to you a beautiful quote that was mentioned in the Sunday Sun newspaper in Vancouver in Canada in 1928. When was this quote said? 1928. I must be somewhere in Alame Barzakh at then. Many of us, all of us might have been that side still. In 1928 in Vancouver in Canada, the Sunday Sun had the following to say. They say, ambition impels men to do that which will not benefit him except in their own consciousness. Then it ends this quote by saying, it is the ambition that causes an old man to plant a tree, although he will never sit in its shade or eat of its fruit. It is the ambition of an old man to plant a tree, although he knows he will never sit in its shade or eat its tree or eat its fruit. Don't count the number of days that you have. Make the number of days count. Don't count the number of days that you have left in your life. Make the number of days count. And my friends, this point that I am making is not to discourage building financial wealth, but to highlight something far more important. You see, at the end of the day, people will forget your palatial home. They will forget your luxurious sedan. They will forget your designer clothes. But they will always remember your love, your care, your concern, your affection, and how you made them feel and the lives that you touched. Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah so beautifully said. Imam Shafi'i rahimahumullah so beautifully said, many have passed away, but their character has kept them alive. Many have passed away, but their character and concern has kept them alive. Many are alive, but their character has made them dead. So many people have gone. And me and you will also go one day. That is the journey of our life. Touch a heart. Take out the hatred and the enmity from our hearts. Do for the good of humanity. There is not a photo, or there is not a picture that exists of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he is remembered every day. Why? For the lives that he touched. Every person that came into contact with him felt special. Every person, every Sahabi, that came into contact with him felt that I am the most important person to my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simply on the basis of his affection and his care for humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the understanding. 2-3 important announcements, my respected elders and friends. Inshallah, today after the Maghrib Salah, we are so fortunate, just a few weeks ago we had a Hifz Jalsa, alhamdulillah, so many of our students had completed. Again, inshallah, today we will be having a Hifz Jalsa, inshallah. 3 more students will be completing under the auspices of Maulana Imran Dadabhai Sahab, inshallah. This program will take place after the Maghrib Salah, inshallah. Important advices by our Ustad Qari Ayyub Ishaq Sahab, inshallah, will be given after the Maghrib Salah. Completion of Hifz will take place. Dua will be made, inshallah. And after the Isha Salah, meals will be served. One and all are invited for this Jalsa that will take place, inshallah, today after the Maghrib Salah. Then also, my respected elders and friends, as was mentioned last week, that inshallah we ask for apologies before time. There will be certain renovations that will be taking place in the masjid, inshallah, for mine and for your comfort. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with this beautiful masjid. The wudu khana, the small one, is already done, inshallah. They will be commencing with the big one. Many other renovations will be taking place. And this is where we ask you to leave this legacy, that you don't know this few rands that you put in that tin, how it's going to benefit you and your generations to come, and the barakah and the blessings. And more importantly, this Friday, because I believe this Friday is White Friday or something. You see, it's a White Friday. It's a Barakat Friday or something. They got a big special on. Allah got a special every Friday. Allah Pak got a special every Friday. Allah gives anything from 100% to 700% off. They give you 50%. They market 300, then they give you 50% off. Say, we do a good deal, you got here. But Allah Ta'ala gives you specials every Friday. 100% special. Buy one, get 100 in return. Give 10 rand, get 100 rand. Give 700, get 1400. That is how Allah Ta'ala works. So today, swipe your cards and your e-bucks and my rewards. Inshallah, the machines are waiting outside. Inshallah, we all will try. Inshallah, don't spend all the money in the malls, please. And if you are going to the mall, I'm going to teach you one very important dua. If you are going, I'm going to teach you one very important dua. Read this dua when you're going. 10,000 sins of yours will be forgiven. Subhanallah. And many other rewards mentioned about this dua. Angels will make dua for you. You will be protected. Don't forget to buy for the imam something also when you're going there. Never, I'm just joking. But read this dua. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa hayyul la yamut. That's the addition. Wa huwa hayyul la yamut biyadihi alkhair wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Remember this dua. Tell our mothers and sisters also at home, they must read this dua when they go to the mall. They must look after their purses and their belongings and everything else, inshallah. Allah keep them with afiyat, and Allah look after us, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي زين سورة الإنسان بحسن تقويمه وتقديره وحرسه من الزيادة والنقصان في شكله ومقاديره وفوض تحسين الأخلاق إلى اجتهاد العبد وتشميره واستحثه على تهذيبه بتخويفه وتحذيره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي كان يلوح أنوار النبوة من بين أساريره ويستشرف حقيقة الحق من مخاييره وتباشيره صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين طهروا وجه الإسلام من ظلمة الكفر ودياجيره وحسموا مادة الباطل فلم يتدنسوا بقليله ولا بكثيره أما بعد فالخلق الحسن صفة سيد المرسلين وأفضل أعمال الصديقين والأخلاق السيئة هي الخبائث المبعدة عن جوار رب العالمين المنخرقة بصاحبها في سلك الشياطين كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أثقل شيء يوضع في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة خلق حسن وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن المؤمن ليدرك بحسن خلقه درجة قائم الليل وصائم النهار وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المسلم الذي يخالط الناس ويصبر على أذاهم أفضل من الذي لا يخالط ولا يصبر على أذاهم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله سائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let us ensure that our soles are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Try to fill in the gaps. Inshallah, stand as close as possible. But our standing together, shoulder to shoulder, inshallah, will be a means of unity of our hearts, inshallah. And those of us who don't have cash, inshallah, we have the debit and the credit card facility as well, inshallah. Let us try to utilize that facility to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اسكنا غيثا مغيثا مريعا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل اللهم اسكنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.